This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Federal health officials are warning of a distressing trend and coronavirus cases rapidly spreading across the United States. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
The past week has seen a big spike nationwide, says Centers for Disease Control Deputy Director Dr. Jay Butler.
We've seen nearly 60,000 cases a day on average, as well as 700 deaths.
He says the increase is affecting nearly 75% of the country. The Midwest is hard hit, likely because colder weather means more indoor activities.
Another factor is that smaller, more intimate gatherings of family, friends, and neighbors maybe drive an infection as well.
Because people let their guard down in these intimate settings and tend not to wear masks or keep 6 feet apart. In northern Idaho, the spike is so severe, hospitals are at 99% capacity and preparing to send patients out of state. I'm Jackie Quinn.
U.S. regulators who will decide the fate of COVID-19 vaccines are asking outside scientists if their standards are high enough. The Food and Drug Administration may have to decide by year's end whether to allow the use of the first vaccines. Thursday, a federal advisory committee debates whether the guidelines FDA has set for vaccine developers are rigorous enough. U.S. officials say Iran is behind a flurry of emails sent to Democratic voters in multiple battleground states that appear to be aimed at intimidating them into voting for U.S. President Trump. John Ratcliffe, the government's top intelligence official, says these actions are desperate attempts by desperate adversaries. Ratcliffe and FBI Director Chris Wray insist the U.S. will impose costs on any foreign countries that interfere in the 2020 U.S. election. This is VOA News. The U.S. State Department has approved the potential sale of three weapon systems to Taiwan, including sensors, missiles, they could have had a total value of $1.8 billion. Reuters reported last week that the White House was moving forward with five separate sales of sophisticated military equipment to Taiwan with a total value of around $5 billion. Pope Francis has endorsed same-sex civil unions for the first time as Pope. Joe Davies has more from Reuters.
Pope Francis has said that homosexuals should be protected by civil union laws in some of the clearest language he's used on gay rights. His comments came in a new film released on Wednesday. He says, quote, homosexual people have a right to be in a family. He went on, they are children of God and have a right to a family. Nobody should be thrown out or be made miserable over it. What we have to create is a civil union law. That way they are legally covered. I stood up for that.
That is Reuters' Joe Davies reporting. Democrats are planning to boycott the U.S. Senate Judiciary Committee's Barrett vote, AP correspondent Mike Grassi with those details.
In a last-ditch attempt to throw off Republican plans to seat Supreme Court nominee Amy Coney Barrett before Election Day, Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer announced Wednesday night Democrats on the Judiciary Committee
will boycott the markup tomorrow and not provide the quorum that is required.
Committee rules say at least two members of the minority party must be present to constitute a quorum for doing business, but the majority Republicans could change the rules if necessary in order to recommend Barrett's nomination to the full Senate. Republicans hope the full Senate confirms Barrett on Monday. Mike Gracia, Washington.
At least 15 people were killed in a stampede among thousands of Afghans gathered near Pakistan's consulate Wednesday as jostling broke out between the people applying for visas. Two provincial officials told Reuters that an estimated 3,000 Afghans had congregated on the open ground, usually used for sports or public gatherings, outside the consulate, waiting to collect tokens needed to apply for the visas. 11 of the 15 victims were women, and several senior citizens were among those more than a dozen injured. Tens of thousands of Afghans every year travel to neighboring Pakistan to secure medical treatment, education, and jobs. The two countries share a nearly 2,600-kilometer border. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News. We'll be right back.